here's a story from The World.
Nearly all of the votes are counted, and the presidential race in Peru is still too close to call. Socialist candidate Pedro Castillo is just barely out in front with the very smallest of margins, but the right-wing Keiko Fujimori is not conceding yet. It seems likely that a legal battle is where things are headed. The World's Latin America correspondent Jorge Valencia is with us to get the latest. Jorge, just how close are we talking here with these two candidates?
Oh, extremely close, Marco. Pedro Castillo is ahead by not even a half of a percentage point. But almost all the votes have been counted, so it seems likely that he is going to win this contest. But as you mentioned, his opponent, Keiko Fujimori, she's a right-wing former member of Congress, she is challenging some of the votes. And at the same time, there are some 300,000 votes that are still being counted. And so this is so tight that these two factors could effectively flip the race in the other direction.
Do we know how credible those claims of voting fraud are?
They're not very credible right now. Fujimori's party is accusing Castillo supporters of stealing votes. But at least as of today, Wednesday, they have not provided very strong, concrete evidence. And at the same time, this race was just a couple of days ago, and there were international electoral observers who said that this race appeared to be a very clean race. Now, Marco, this isn't the first time that Fujimori comes this close to becoming president. She lost by like a quarter of a percentage point 5 years ago. So it seems very likely that there is going to be vigorous arguing and uncertainty over who officially will be the next president of Peru.
Remind us who Pedro Castillo is. What would be the significance of a presidency if he wins?
Well, Pedro Castillo would be the first president in at least 20 years to come from very humble working class origins. He is from the mountains. His parents are illiterate peanut farmers. He lived in his hometown his entire life. He worked until recently as an elementary school teacher. And he was able in his campaign to tap very directly into a division that there is in Peru between rural Peru and urban Peru, mostly between Lima and rural Peru. In his public appearances, he shows up with a straw hat because he still farms. Even his accent, his cadence, is something that is usually associated with farmers, but not with the political and the economic elite of the country. So regardless of what the official result of this race is, his campaign is a significant moment in the country's history, and it is something that political and economic elites, it is something that they are very much paying attention to now.
So either way, Jorge, Peru is going to have a new president with the world's highest per capita COVID mortality rate. What kind of Peru will the new president inherit?
Well, first of all, the new president will inherit a very much divided Peru. This race is extremely close and is symptomatic of that. Also, public health-wise, the country is in a very difficult situation. People in the cities are disciplined about wearing not only masks, but wearing double masks. A lot of buildings have requirements for face shields, and yet the country still has the highest per capita death rate in the world. At the same time, the country's economy has been battered by the pandemic way harder than most countries in Latin America. So the new president is going to face political challenges, public health challenges, and economic challenges for the next 5 years.
Yeah, very tough road ahead. The World's Latin America correspondent Jorge Valencia with the latest on the presidential election in Peru. Thank you very much, Jorge.
You're welcome, Marco.